Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Thursday. Woo woo. I'm finally coming out of my Parisian haze.
I didn't really know what you were going to say.
Depression? Yeah. No, I'm still in it. Okay. I'm still in it. No. Let's not get crazy.
Okay, okay.
Still depressed, still heartbroken, still all the above.
Right.
But no, I am starting to come out of the haze a little bit. Yeah. Which, like, for something, I don't know if it's that I screwed up my sleep coming back. Like, I slept on the plane on the way back and I, like, really screwed myself up sleep-wise. But last night I was like trying to unpack on my apartment. Of course, I ended up tearing the whole thing apart. Yeah. Like,
I still haven't unpacked.
Time to organize, you know. Yeah. I haven't actually unpacked. I've just like
thrown things around.
Yeah, exactly. And so I was doing all that. I made myself like a really intense dinner. You know, I just basically like taco meat in a bowl with all the fixins, like white people taco night, but just a big taco salad. Ate all of it, and then was like doing this. And the next thing I know, I like woke up this morning at 8 a.m. in my bed. And I was like,
Remember fall asleep?
No, I must have been like, oh, I need a break real quick. And then like fell asleep. I don't know what time. Last text message I was sending was like 9:30 p.m.
No, the past two nights I've gone to bed at like 9:45 each night.
I just like totally forgot. I still don't really remember even going to sleep. Obviously, I wasn't drinking or anything. I just like.
Maybe it was just your body telling you, like, go the fuck to bed.
I'm so exhausted. And then today, like, I woke up, got together, and I'm feeling more energized today. But I think even tonight, I'm going to have to go to sleep early. Like,
I know.
I got to catch up on sleep. Well, I think, too, the thing is, like, we never caught up after the concert. Like, we just kept going. Like,
yeah, no, it was weird.
It took me 2 days to recover the first time I saw the concert. So, and I never did that.
I know.
And you didn't either.
No.
Yeah.
I feel like the way back is what messed us up, probably.
For sure.
Because, yeah, I slept on the plane, too. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I don't know. My friend last night was like, oh, do you want FaceTime? And I was like, oh, what time can you? And she was like, oh, like 9:30, like your time. And I was like, because she lives in California. And I was I'll be asleep.
You're like, oh, no, sorry, girl, I can't.
Yeah, I'll be dead ass asleep.
I'm dying.
And I was dead asleep. And then I woke up at like 4-ish and I was like, whoa. What day is it? Do I need to be at work? It's very confusing.
Am I missing something? I woke up at like 6:30 and then I went back to sleep till 8, but it was like I was confused, and thank God I did.
It's kind of nice, honestly.
No, it is kind of nice, but I also thank God I woke up at that like 6:30 because my phone was on like 11%.
Oh,
like I
hadn't plugged it in. So you would have been slept.
I wouldn't have been nightmare scenario. So but aside from all that, everything else is good.
Yeah.
A couple things on the docket news-wise for Taylor Swift. I forget the first thing. So I'll just
New Heights?
Yes, New Heights. Yeah. Yes, that was the first thing.
That's the only thing that's come
onto
my list.
And then I'll explain the second. Ooh. Because it's a theory in a world that I'd like to dive into and be a part of, and so we will.
Okay.
First thing, obviously, New Heights, Travis, a 4-minute debrief about his time in Paris.
I love that he calls her Tay.
I love that he calls her Tay. Jason asked all the right questions.
Mm. Jason always knows.
He always does. Yeah. He didn't really answer all of them, but he asked all of them.
I think Jason is obviously in whatever sheet they're given. Like,
totally.
Jason just reads everything verbatim.
Absolutely.
So it's so funny because, like, he doesn't even know what he's asking.
No.
And Travis is like, dude, like, why the fuck are you asking
it's
me
even,
this or that?
Right. It's even the way he asks. He'll be like, and it looks like you pulled an Ed Kelsey and was recording videos of Taylor with your flash on. Yeah. Like, you know.
Yeah, Travis
didn't even know. He was like, oh, am I getting clowned for that? Like,
yeah,
he's
like, is that a thing? Like, is that a bad thing? He's like, I just wanted some memories. Like, sue me.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm just making some memories. I love, because I wonder, like, when Travis said that, he said, like, oh, was I getting clowned for that? Mm. I wonder if he steers clear of everything. I'm sure absolutely he does, but like what slips through the cracks? Like did somebody text him, you know, like did he actually know about that or like did he not know about it? You know, like, oh, what? Like, am I getting clowned? Like, obviously he's getting clowned. Like, I wonder if he, you know what I mean? But it seems like he wouldn't disclose his location.
No.
He had a very fancy background.
He said that they didn't even spend that much time in Paris, too.
Right. He said, they didn't get much time there, which doesn't surprise me. City's too... And yet, like we said, it's too busy right now. It's the block is too hot. They got the Olympics coming. They've got, you know, the concerts, you know, was just over. And they're in crunch time over in Paris waiting for the Olympics to start back up.
We mentioned, you mentioned how they might have closed down the Louvre, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you said that yesterday.
We said that.
I
forget which day we said that, but there was a rumor that they may or may not have gone to the Louvre in the morning and open the Louvre like 2 hours later.
Yeah, because the reason that it was closed was like exceptional circumstances or something like that. Yeah.
It did sound like maybe they were, but if they didn't go, you know, who knows?
Who knows? Yeah.
But I'm sure they're somewhere in like the south of France right now, or like Switzerland. Or,
right.
Like,
somewhere probably beautiful and fancy schmancy.
And so fun and, for her. Yeah. She's got a couple days off until the concerts kick back up. And
is
they're
next
in
weekend
Switzerland,
Stockholm?
I think.
Stockholm? Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Sweden, yeah.
Is it Switzerland or?
Sweden.
Yeah, you're right. So yeah.
Sweden?
Maybe they're in Sweden. Maybe they're, you know.
I've always wanted to go to Sweden. Norway,
I would like that
more.
Too. Norway.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go to Norway.
I would like to go to Sweden. I really would love to go to Holland because I'm
Holland
dying to
seems
see those
lovely.
Tulips.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they, you know, they like, I looked into that because I was so curious about those tulips and the tulip fields and stuff. That's like where they grow the world's tulips. Like they grow those tulips there, but then also.
Holland?
Yeah. But then they like transfer the bulbs and stuff and like ship them everywhere. Oh. That's why they have so many. It's like a tulip, like how we have fields of grain.
Right.
They have tulips.
That's beautiful.
Isn't that crazy?
That is kind of crazy.
Beautiful.
So like a tulip. That's in the streets of New York. Like,
yeah.
Was that?
It probably came from Holland.
Wow.
Like, it could have. It may not have. There are other
places,
or the seeds. Yeah. There are other places that tulips come from, but that is like a huge.
The main distributor.
Yeah, that's a big market for them.
Wow.
It's tulips. I had no idea.
I would love to go to Holland and see a nice windmill.
Would love a little windmill.
Yeah.
Be great.
Yeah. Those, are they Nordic? Are those considered Nordic countries? I don't think Holland is, but I think, no. Sweden,
Norway.
Oh, no, Norway.
It's like Netherlands. Holland is like the Netherlands.
Is the Netherlands,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I think Nordic countries are Sweden and Norway. Norway, Nordic.
Probably,
right?
You're right. Norway, Nordic.
Yeah.
For sure. That makes sense.
I just want to really see the Northern Lights, which we missed because we were in Paris.
Oh my God, how about that?
Yeah, but apparently you weren't able to see them in New York anyways.
Someone said you
couldn't
really see them in the city because it was cloudy and rainy and shitty anyway.
Classic.
But then we got Kevin Clancy posting from he lives.
But he lives in the suburbs, right?
He lives in the suburbs, but north of New York, but not that deep in the suburbs, you know. And he was able to see like beautiful purple skies in his backyard.
Such a goal in my life.
Jealous of that.
Yeah,
I know.
Bucket list item for sure.
We'll have to go. We'll have to plan it out. Maybe she plays a show under the Northern Lights.
Imagine. Bro, in like Alaska, that'd be sick.
No, for real. Imagine the tickets for that. Like,
oh my God.
It'd be impossible. It'd have to be like, we'd have to know somebody.
That'd be like when Adele did her show at like the conservatory.
Holy shit.
That would be that.
I still think about that.
Oh.
What a beautiful night.
The guy that proposed to his wife, how do you live after that?
No, it's crazy. It's absolutely.
And like, I feel
insane.
Like if they ever get into arguments, he could just be like, well, I literally got Adele for our proposal. So like, you can't be mad at me ever.
Can't get mad. Yeah. And I wouldn't. I'd be like, you're right. Yeah. I'm forgetting all about this argument. Like, really?
Yeah.
Damn. But yeah, okay. So Travis, obviously, full lowdown on New Heights, all fabulous. Jason's asking all the right questions. We're loving it. They're hanging out. We don't know what other shows he's going to or if he's going to other shows. Jason did list out all the shit. That was another funny part. He's like, you've been to quite a few shows so far.
Yeah.
You've been to Kansas City.
Yeah, Singapore.
Like, Kansas City, Australia, Singapore, Paris. There's one more in there.
I think it's just four.
No, he said five.
Oh.
Because there was one more that surprised
LA?
Me.
LA? No, he was in LA. Because
there was one more that surprised me. Argentina.
Oh, Argentina.
That was it.
Yes. Yeah.
And that was the... No, Kansas City was... Oh, well, Kansas City was before they knew each other.
It was before they knew each other, yeah.
Argentina was the first one he was
yeah,
with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and then I was like, oh, okay. So, they're keeping track. They're,
yeah, it's very
whatever.
Cute.
But it was funny because Travis was just, you know, going on and on about how amazing it is and how the new set is. I love that he was like, you know, the dancers and everybody is having a great time and they're working so hard and whatever.
Yeah.
He's just so thoughtful. Everything he says about the show is very thoughtful and kind. He was like, you guys got to get out there and see it. That cracked me up. He's like, you guys got to get to the show.
Yeah,
as
like,
if like everyone on earth isn't trying.
We're trying, Travis. We're trying. Okay. Like, Jesus Christ.
This is so funny. Like, it cracks me up. But yeah, so, you know, we're still in our, I have to tell you something embarrassing. Well, not embarrassing that I did, but something very presumptuous that I did this morning.
Oh.
I ordered myself a piece of something for a potential costume for another show. I like had an idea and I was like, well, I need to buy this now because nobody else
is gonna just for our potential
this.
Miami.
Just for potential Miami.
Right. I get that.
And then
that.
If it doesn't happen, like maybe for Halloween.
Okay.
Like, it, you know, and it's fine. Which are, they're around the same time, by the way.
Yeah. So
I looked
it.
Up the Miami, Miami times. It's like October, like 18, 19, 20 or something. So
perfect timing either
way.
Yeah.
It's coming.
That's
and
funny.
I already know what I'm going to be for Halloween.
That is really, really funny.
It was crazy.
Good for
crazy
you for already having an idea, though.
Well, I just, you know, I like to emulate the costumes that right. she wears and things like that. And I was just very inspired specifically by a new costume that Ooh. We've seen.
I'm excited to hear what this inspiration is off mm-hmm. camera.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you about it. Yeah. Not gonna, I'm gatekeeping it for now. Not. It's
that's
very,
fine. No.
It's very obvious.
I am
really
in
think
the
about
bring
it,
back gatekeeping yeah. group.
Yeah.
Same. People need to start gatekeeping again.
100%.
I'm sorry. There's certain things you shouldn't gatekeep, but there are certain things you should gatekeep.
Yes.
And that is concerts, restaurants.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
And
restaurants
beauty
for
products.
Sure.
Keep those beauty products to yourself because.
Keep them to yourself.
When you put them online, everyone buys them, and then you don't even have access
to them. Nobody can get
it.
Them.
Yeah.
Nobody can get them. So. I put all the stuff I wore to the concert on my Instagram stories, and I thought about
I know. I've
doing
been
a little,
meaning to do that.
I know. I think I might, maybe I'll do a little highlight to keep them on there, because people just keep asking me, oh, my God, another thing that we have to, I have to say, because I don't know if you're getting DMs like this like I am, and I feel bad, but another reminder, and I'm going to put
this
on my Instagram, the jacket.
Yeah.
We do not control who gets the jacket.
No,
we,
I'm sorry,
we
guys.
Intercepted it. We were like, hey, we'll have it, and we pass it along.
Yeah.
How the jacket works is the last person that has it picks another person after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's not in
That's
our hands.
How it works.
Yeah.
It is no longer in our control. We cannot help anymore. I'm very sorry.
I know. I
Just
feel bad.
Just can't happen.
People are like DMing
too.
Me like, I have tickets to this yes. in like 6 months. I'm like, girl. I'm out of here. Like
that's what I'm saying. We do
once
not
Once it left
the
our
jacket.
Hands, mm-hmm. it was out of.
We were
it,
just it was, a, we were just a part of the sisterhood. We
yes,
are not.
Yeah.
We are not in control of it.
No,
so
no, no.
If you are going to shows and you're looking, you know, message
Dave's Aristore jacket on Instagram,
because if they are looking for people for a certain show, they'll have a list of people that have like thrown their hat in the ring. So mm-hmm. do that if you're looking for it. But unfortunately, no, we are not in charge. We just, we hijacked it and
yep.
then we sent it along.
Yep. To that lovely, lovely girl.
To our lovely girl. Who It was her birthday, I didn't realize.
Oh.
And
damn,
and she had a lovely time. She messaged and said
oh,
she had
great.
A great time. Said
oh,
the next
great.
Time she's in New York, we should all get drinks. I said, absolutely.
Oh, slayage.
So, yeah, that sounds great.
Love that. Are we going to talk about Harrison Butker?
Oh, God. I feel like we kind of have to because he fucking mentioned Taylor Swift.
I know. That's the only reason why I wanted to bring it up just for a split
so
second.
We'll bring up Harrison Butker quickly. And then we'll talk about the last thing that I wanted to talk about before we
oh,
go.
Oh, okay, okay.
Because
okay.
it'll lighten it back up.
Okay, okay.
Harrison Butker.
I think it's Butker, which is just hilarious.
Just in butt and face. Effort. Harrison Buttface.
Harrison Butthole.
Yeah. So, okay. So Harrison Butker, I guess, is a kicker for the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
And it is, it really is intertwined with this. We'll mention it briefly and just so everybody
yeah.
knows where we stand on the situation.
Right.
Because it is, it's like, you know, in the sports world, it's in the school world and, you know, the Catholics are riled up. It's just the whole thing. Harrison Butker gave a commencement speech mm-hmm. to a college, a
yeah.
Catholic college.
I think it was like Benedictine.
Yeah,
something.
Benedictine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Catholic college, whatever. Gave a speech that I think the intention was to say that like men need to live up to their expectations and provide for their families and like be good men and like, you know, I don't know. It all came across very weird. But then it started getting into women should like be look forward to being homemakers. We need more women who are
yeah.
wanting to have
like,
children.
He was like, I know you guys are all probably looking forward to your degrees and your advancements in your mm-hmm. jobs, but what you should really be looking forward to is motherhood.
Is
and,
motherhood and
marriage.
Being a wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, being a wife and whatever. It was very antiquated, extremely
very ironic of a man to be saying
no,
that about
totally.
A woman's lifestyle.
Everything about it was kind of nuts. And then, of course, both of us are going off about it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter's a cesspool. All I get all day long are replies being like, you have an OnlyFans. Your opinions are
yeah,
invalid.
And I get,
and I'm like, well, okay.
You're 25 and single and
yeah.
you'll...
You're going to die
yeah,
alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine are all... this.
There's a reason why you're single
yep,
and this
yep.
is why.
Mine are all, this tweet reeks of cat piss. That's what people are saying.
What? Oh, because
cat
lady?
Because they think I have cat, yeah, cat
oh,
lady.
Oh, my God.
And I'm telling you, like, I hate that the one no. There are multiple reasons why I don't get a cat, because I am not responsible enough for an animal.
Yeah.
But I barely take care of myself.
You don't wanna,
however,
you can't
I can't.
Beat,
I
yeah,
can't
you got to
be
beat the cat lady
I have
allegations.
To beat the cat
yeah.
lady allegations and be like, I don't even have one.
Yeah.
Like, someone was in my replies, though, like defending me, but clearly didn't know me or who I was. Someone was like, you're childless, blah, 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 like piece of shit. This is how these people talk.
No, it's crazy.
And they replied like, She literally does have a kid. And they were like, wait, what? And they're like, yeah, she does. So you're not sure what you're talking about. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Let it keep.
Yeah, I have a kid.
Defend
sure.
me. Yeah. Sure.
If worst comes to worst, you so could just funny. Post me and be like, this is my daughter.
Yes, this is my daughter. Yeah, here we are. Yeah. Hilarious, though. Like, just ridiculous. No,
it's crazy.
But generally speaking, right. It was crazy. And we're bringing it up because in his speech, beside the fact that he's on the Chiefs, which is tough.
Right. He went on to call Taylor Swift my teammate's girlfriend, yes. and then use the quote, familiarity breeds contempt.
Yes. From Bejeweled.
From Bejeweled, like in his own angle of like going along with what he's like right. preaching of like the, you know, women should be in the household. And he also was saying like super anti-LGBTQ mm-hmm. stuff, mm-hmm. super anti-everything. So it was just.
Yeah. It was a problematic. It was
problematic. It was
problematic
sure.
speech in a way that. He clearly just did not see how it was offensive. Like, yeah. you could tell that someone, it's like,
he started just, crying.
He had no fucking idea what yeah. he was saying was like so backwards. Like, it's just,
yeah,
it's crazy.
And people are saying, like, oh, it's a Catholic church. He gave it at a Catholic school. No. Like,
I went to Catholic. I'm Catholic. Yeah,
it's like just because it's Catholicism does not mean that it's justified. Like,
no, it's not.
It's no use. Yeah, so it's just
people,
to me.
People love to hide. I saw this is honestly a tweet, not an original thought, but I do agree with this, that people love to hide hatred and bigotry like behind religion a
yeah,
lot.
That's
and they
what,
like
yeah.
to, they like to be like, oh, it's a religious thing. Like, that's why I can talk like this or that's why I can yeah. say this or whatever. And I just don't feel like that's right. I understand that some people have, you know, different values and they, you know, practice
I
different religions and whatever.
Yeah, of course.
Sure. Respect, that's fine. Yeah. But when you like... when it crosses the line into like humanity, that's when I feel
yeah,
it's a problem.
Agreed. Using it to justify like anti-human yeah. rights yeah. is just kind of crazy.
Right. And so, right. So he used the Taylor quote,
yeah.
called her Travis. He's my teammate's girlfriend.
Says,
or to quote my teammate's girlfriend, familiarity breeds contempt. But what I think he completely misses there, he clearly didn't listen to Bejeweled and he just like chose that line because that whole part of that song is like, it's like sarcastic, like familiarity breeds contempt. Don't put me in the basement. I want the penthouse of your heart. The familiarity they're talking yeah. about is the antiquated view of like, I, you know, you don't respect me enough. You don't love me enough. I'm just like your girlfriend. I want to be the most important thing in your life.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
that's what Bejeweled says.
Yeah.
I want to be the number one thing. I'm Bejeweled. I'm dazzling. I'm
yeah,
this. I'm
yeah.
great.
Let
love
me sparkle. Yeah.
Right. Let me sparkle. Let me be who I am. Like, mm-hmm. don't stifle that shine. Mm-hmm. And the speech is the
exact opposite
of that.
Yeah.
So it just was kind of nuts. And I mean, you know, what are we going
to
do?
It's just sure rude to...
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like to all the women in that crowd that like
I know.
Maybe
I
weren't
really
able
bad.
To are unable to have children or struggle with fertility
sure.
or whatever it is, mm-hmm. don't want to have children. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm just so tired of this fucking
totally.
Talk about how women are only good for mm-hmm. birthing babies and being mothers.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
just
don't
not
get me started with that.
Yeah.
That's been my whole fucking
yeah.
life. I mean, I know you obviously see it too. It is wild, especially as you get a little bit older, like the amount of people that think less of you because
yeah.
you aren't someone who is, you're focused on other things. I'm focused on my career. I'm focused on myself, to
yeah.
be honest. Focus on things that like, I'm, it's just not,
yeah, that's what
it's not the lifestyle.
Like
that
God
I
forbid
choosing.
A woman has interests other than
like being
partner.
A wife and a mother,
yeah.
which if you're a wife and a mother, that's wonderful. That's great. Power to you. I can't, I personally,
being
just
a mom
don't think
is
I can handle
the hardest
it.
Job in the world. That's
absolutely.
Why I don't want to be one.
No, exactly.
It's too hard. Yeah,
exactly. Like I'm trying to take the easy way out.
Yeah,
okay?
Exactly.
And I'm, and I'll have a job like
yeah.
this kind of job. And,
there's
like,
no
that's
one
fine,
I respect
and...
more than a mother.
Absolutely.
But
especially
just...
single mothers.
Yeah.
Like, things like that. Which
yeah.
this guy, you know, he did have some points at the beginning where he's saying that don't leave your woman like alone. Like be step up in the household. Be
yeah.
a father. Yes. No. Agreed. But I think that it just was delivered in all the wrong ways, and I think that it was yeah it was offensive to a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think in the women I should say it's offensive to women. Like
yeah.
I don't think anybody but women are offended by that.
I've read
like,
I just in the comments and stuff. I don't know if it's true, but apparently like Travis and Pat Mahomes like don't talk to him.
I saw a quote from Patrick Mahomes that was like someone asked him about him and he's like, yeah, I mean, I don't talk to him all the time. Like he just shows up and kicks. Like,
yeah, yeah.
Or I just trust that he'll show up and do his job.
Right.
So, and I think like, listen, you can't, there is obviously we're not even bringing this up to you know, bring up like Travis, Patrick Mahomes, like whatever. Like they are their own people.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't always control who you work with. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't, they're coworkers.
Yeah.
You know, they're teammates, yes, but they're also coworkers. Sometimes you don't see eye to eye on certain things.
That's
and
facts.
That's fine. You just mind your business, you move on, you do your job, and you know, you win the Super Bowl. And just because he's preaching all this crazy shit doesn't mean he can't win a Super Bowl. So, you know, whatever. It's that's all that. But using the Taylor quote in like the exact opposite way that it's intended,
just so ironic.
Just
and then to call
so
her
hilarious.
My teammate's girlfriend is just
fucking
insane.
Nuts. Yeah. Like, nuts. It's just no respect. Somebody pointed out that his mother, I guess, is like a high powered, either in medicine or law or something, like that she's like a independent woman,
right.
And like wonderful. So I'm kind of surprised about that thought. But sometimes people, you know, if they grow up in a way where, you know, they have a strong personality for a mother or something like that, or the opposite, they rebel against it.
Right.
Like if you have a mother who's like very doting and is just like, I'm a mom and a wife, like you end up with a girl who's like, you know, career driven, but opposites, you know. Sometimes you don't always want what you grew up with.
Yeah.
So it could just be that. Who knows? Now we're therapizing, or I am, I should say. And it was just weird. It was
very
a weird day on Twitter yesterday.
Yeah, very unexpected. Just like, yeah, that
weird
it really pissed me off. Like,
yeah,
really
it
pissed
me off too
a
lot. I had to stop. Like,
I know.
I was just really getting fucking murdered by these people calling me a whore bag. Like, it was just nuts.
It's crazy.
Like, invalidating my feelings. One day I'll go off about that. I have... It always sounds so preachy whenever I'm like, just because you have an OnlyFans doesn't mean you don't have an opinion. Like, I can't believe that there are people in the world that still view something like OnlyFans. Like, they're so narrow-minded that they think that it's always porn, or that it's always one thing.
I also think people just can't realize that women can embrace like their body and like their
sexuality,
whatever,
like,
and also have a brain
modeling,
and be smart. Yeah.
Like, it's just like there are some people who are, that's my OnlyFans, and I don't talk about it a lot on here, so I don't like all the worlds to cross over. I like to keep my shit very separate, but it's like risque Instagram photos, but I am too like my insecure to post them on Instagram.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that's what it is. And there are people who enjoy it and like it, and it funds my trips, and that's fine. And I don't talk to people on it, and there's no sex, there's no whatever. There's so many people like that on a site like OnlyFans, and it really lends, the site itself lends a lot of help to people who want to, like, you know, have extra money on the side for one reason or another. It's a huge comedy scene on there. You know, Whitney Cummings is on there. She's always talking about it, and she doesn't do, like, she doesn't have sex stuff. It's her comedy.
Yeah.
And it's raunchy and whatever. It's just, it's not only sex. And I think that there's a group of men that exist, and it's only men, or at least that I've seen. Actually, no, I'm sure there's women as well that are judgmental in the same way, but that don't want to admit that it is become, like, yes, it started off as strictly like porn, pretty much. It's a lot different now, and people just want to like invalidate your thoughts and feelings based on it, or judge you based on it.
Yeah.
And that bothers the fuck out of me. Like, we were going through that drama. I'm just going off now. We were going through that drama with that motherfucker Tate, who I hate still to this day. I hope he dies in a fire. The first thing he said, or he tried to say, while attacking me for being lazy, and he like wanted to create this narrative or whatever, which all fine, was he like immediately wanted to discredit me as a person by involving my OnlyFans. And I had a massive problem with that. And he did not understand why I had such a problem with it. Meanwhile, everyone else did, but he didn't.
Yeah.
And so in my head, that to me is complete ignorance. And I lump him in with all these people that are saying that shit, because that's the mindset that you don't want to encourage, is that, oh, fuck her and everything she says because she's like on a website that has people on it that do porn. Like, that's crazy to me.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. It just like, it still bothers me to this day, because people, now I have these freaks. Now I have these freaks who come out of the woodwork and they'll say this shit. And I, you know, I don't like to not be taken seriously. I went on this whole fucking rant about millennial women the other day, how we want to be taken seriously. And now all of a sudden I can't be taken seriously because I have an OnlyFans pinned to my fucking Twitter.
Like, it's
that I don't ever talk about, by the way. Never.
Yeah.
So what, you know, what the
very
fuck?
Frustrating, very backwards. Like, it just
so backwards.
I feel like that's been, I mean, even since like pornography, whatever, has been in the media. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just been a thought that people have, like, porn. This is a whole different category of, like, porn stars. But, like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah. Sex workers. Sex workers are, like, that they can't lesser than. It's fucking gross. Like, what are you talking about?
These
women work just as hard as anybody else. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then, but you feel fine, like, either subscribing or logging on or watching or consuming their content, but then you feel okay, like, being trying to think of the right word, degrading towards that, like thinking less of them and whatever, but you're fine consuming
just
their
like
content.
The worst version of the male gaze ever, you know, like sexy girl can't do anything but besides sexy. Yeah, like
exactly.
It's like that. Have you ever seen that meme of that girl? And it's like she's like a nerd and she like drops the book and she picks the book and she like picks the book back up and she's like a stripper. Have you ever seen that meme?
I haven't, but that's
Right,
because she bent over and picked up a book and now all of a sudden she's a stripper. Right, I get the idea of it.
I don't know if that's what it is.
And I think that all of this does kind of stem from this speech, because this speech, not in so many words, the implication was that you want women to like stay pure to beliefs. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. right.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Like, stay a certain way and, like, be the submissive and whatever. And again, like, if your lot in life is to be a wife, a mother, and build a home and whatever, and that's so wonderful. That's fantastic. As long as that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Don't ever feel like that's what you're made for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is what bothers me about that whole speech and you know, obviously the psychos on Twitter. But they'll cycle through. The news will carry on. Things will carry on. And then we never have to think about that guy again until he's kicking on the field,
I guess.
He
breaks his leg.
I'm going to boo him.
Is that terrible to say?
I'm going
to
boo him for sure.
Yeah. Booze. I'll boo him for sure.
Yeah. Lots of boos.
Butthole. What's his name? Harrison Buttcrack?
I don't know. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Harrison. Harrison.
Yeah. Harrison Buttface.
Yeah. That's his name. Yeah. So anyway. All that aside, sorry for the OnlyFans rant. I just like, that's been popping up lately in my head.
Get it, girl.
I don't have anywhere else to say that without like my Nana seeing it, you know, which is a thing I hide from my Nana. My family knows, but my Nana does not. Anyway, the theory that I want to bring up before we get into voicemails and things is everyone is talking about it. And I'm surprised that I don't think we've brought this up, but we may have and kind of brushed past it. But I have a new light on it. Taylor Swift being in the new Deadpool movie.
Okay.
We really haven't discussed this, right?
No, not at all.
So, all right. There were, when Torture Poets Department came out and the first side came out and it was ending with Clara Bow, the last line in Clara Bow, or last word in Clara Bow is dazzling. She says dazzling a bunch in the song. She uses the word dazzling all the time. There is a comic book character called Dazzler. She is a blonde singer who turns sound into light. And like, it's this whole thing. It's essentially Taylor Swift. If she were a comic book, it would be Dazzler.
Yeah.
And she's a part of the Deadpool universe, which is, of course, Ryan Reynolds, Marvel movies. And they have a new movie coming out July 26th. Keep that in mind as well for later. And people think that Dazzler is going to make an appearance in the movie. That is facts. Like, Dazzler will be involved. But they think that Taylor Swift will play Dazzler in the movie.
She also...
or be, like, a part of it.
A long time ago, I don't know if this was before she went on tour or while she was on tour, but she was out to dinner with Blake and Ryan and the director of Deadpool 2 a bunch of times.
They brought a bunch of times, yes, and then she brought them to...
a show, too?
No. She brought them to the Chiefs-Jets game.
Yes.
It was her, Ryan Reynolds, Blake, obviously, Hugh Jackman, who's also in the movie coming back as Wolverine, and Sean Levy is the director of Deadpool. And so... it's all but confirmed that she's at least has a bit part in it, whether she's Dazzler or not or whatever. Like, it's very clear. They just put out a new photo today. Dazzler now has bangs. She didn't before.
Oh, really?
She's wearing a mirror ball necklace. Like,
wait,
it's all
where
very,
they put out
like,
the
heavy
photo?
Handed. Marvel like, just tweeted it. Yeah, go look on. Like,
shit.
Right before we came in here, Robbie was showing us, because I was obviously talking about this at length with Robbie Fox, who had asked me when Torture Poets came out, what I thought about the theories about the song Clara Bow being an Easter egg for her being Dazzler. And at the time I was like, no, like obviously not. Clara Bow is like a very deep song. It's not like, it's no, she's not doing this. Okay. Like, yes, maybe there are parallels and she likes the word dazzling. She says,
wait, you don't think she's going to be in it?
No, I do think she's going to be in it. I didn't think that that Clara Bow was like full of Easter eggs for Dazzler.
No.
Like that sounds crazy, right? Okay.
No. So, yeah, because that doesn't make the point.
No, okay. I know. Oh. I know. But now wait. So I was like, yes, I do think she's going to be in the movie. No, I don't think Clara Bow, the song, has anything to do with it. Then today I saw a video, or this morning, I saw a video of a guy breaking it down, and he broke down a few of the other lyrics. The beauty is the beast that grows, mm-hmm. you know, down on all fours, whole thing. Apparently Dazzler, who is like a recurring character in these comics, like I don't know, and for comic people, I'm sorry if I'm butchering like the story, but I really am, I'm just learning now all this information about Dazzler. But she, I guess, had a limited run, like a 4-comic series with the Beast. It was like this like relationship thing. It was like Dazzler and the Beast.
Yeah.
And it was like this whole thing. And so there were a lot more parallels than I thought to Clara Bow. And then the light thing, like she turns sound into light. The future's bright.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of things in that. And I still am not so sold on it. But I do think like... It's a little more compelling.
I saw so many rumors about
her are more compelling.
Potentially being Dazzler like 6 months ago.
Totally. Well, people have been talking about it forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would love to see her in this movie for sure. It all connects the dots. And if she's going to play any role, this role makes the most sense.
And so wait now, Gia, listen to this too.
Okay.
Dazzler's real name is Allison Blair.
Oh, Taylor Allison.
Taylor Allison. And so the movie comes out July 26th. What's half of 26?
13.
It's wow. Like, there's just a lot of shit.
Okay.
And now we're connecting dots. Now this, but here's where I started kind of getting on board is I saw that video. That guy made a lot of compelling arguments, not only with the lyrics, but it did make me think like, okay, yeah, maybe she threw a couple, like maybe they are kind of putting it together. The song obviously has a deeper meaning than all that, but I do think maybe, you know, it could still apply. But what really made me think are the other stuff that he was saying. And now the Swifties are on board. The Twitter Swifties are like, yes, Clara Bow is like for Dazzler and whatever. I still don't necessarily think that totally, but interesting stuff.
Interesting theory. I like the idea of her throwing in some Easter eggs in that song. I don't think the song is for.
Has nothing to do. Yet. No.
But
so, yeah.
But
and maybe, maybe she would sing the song in like.
Oh,
you know
that would
I mean?
Be cool.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Could be crazy, so I don't know.
I would love to see her do something like that. I
Me
mean,
too.
Her playing a superhero would be so
be
awesome.
Fucking awesome. And they're also coming out with in the fall a Dazzler like her own series.
Yeah, I saw that, like her own comic book series.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
so,
cool.
Robbie was saying he's like, I mean, I don't know if she'd have time to write a whole comic series, but whatever. I'm like, she's a freak. She might have.
Yeah,
like she might be like writing a series for Dazzler on the side. Like you never know. Like
damn.
She's just she never stops.
That would be a really good Halloween costume.
Yeah, would be.
Yeah.
It really would be. So, yeah, we'll keep our ears to the ground for that. For more parallels. But the thing too is like Taylor loves to do. You know, she said dazzling before in Lover, the dazzling haze and mysterious way about you, dear. I was trying to look it up though, and everybody can maybe let us know this. Other times she's used the word dazzle or dazzling or whatever. Because I could only find, like, off the top of my head, I could only remember Lover, and I was trying to Google it, and nothing was really coming up.
Right.
But she uses, obviously, like, shine, sparkle, blah, blah, blah. The theme of, like, shining, dazzling, whatever, is present throughout all of her
totally,
work.
Totally.
So it's just, it'd be crazy if it wasn't her, you know? Or she didn't have at least a cameo, like,
I know.
Making
whoever
fun
the,
of it,
yeah.
like, something. Like,
whoever
oh.
casts that, like, whatever girl gets cast as her, even if it's not Taylor, that's a big shoes to
big
fill.
Shoes
that
to
everyone
fill.
Thinks that's going to be Taylor.
Totally.
But,
so
either way, I'm sure it'd be great. I love Deadpool. That's like the one thing that's like saving Marvel, I feel like.
For sure. So. I need to go rewatch all of them because I feel like I never gave
the
them like a proper
really
chance.
Good.
Yeah, that's what Robbie was saying too. I feel like I never get them proper chance. I sort of watch, but like, you know. So I need to give a chance before the new one comes out. Everyone says it's going to be great.
I hope so.
And I think that's it. I'm trying to think if anything else happened. I feel like there were a couple things that we... Hold on. Do a little look-see. Oh, Sophie Turner said some nice things.
Yeah, I saw
Taylor
that.
Was an absolute hero to me this year. I've never been more grateful to anyone than I am for her because she took my children and me and provided us with a home and a safe space. She has a heart of gold. We love her for that.
We love her for that. I'm glad that Sophie's doing better. It seems like
me too.
This past year has been very hard. I can't even imagine.
It's been tough. I can't imagine.
It's crazy. Like, she was like talking about it. She's like, I would see like articles about me like being out and partying, and I'd literally be like in my trailer, like
yeah.
And she was like, I was obligated to be on set for 2 weeks. And like my kids were in the States and like everyone was saying that I was out partying. And it's like, I literally had to be there for my job. Like, I know. It's crazy.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It just really goes to show that no one knows what's actually going on. Like paparazzi photos are never on the right timeline. Yeah. Like, you never know, you know, people are working, people are doing whatever. It's just hard. We all have to be a little more suspicious of pop culture media. For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
At least timing wise.
All right, guys, quick break for ZocDoc. I mean, I talk about how much I love ZocDoc all the time, especially with my friends. But if you're that friend that loves to treat themselves like I am, I will always spend like a little extra on oat milk or maybe get the massage when I'm getting my nails done too. You know, get the green tea infused lotion. Just those little things that like make you feel bougie, make you feel nice, make you feel special. So why not make yourself feel nice and special when it comes to getting your doctors, getting your health care, and getting your health right? Well, if you treat yourself to the top options with everything in life, why settle when finding a doctor? It is your health after all. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book tens of thousands of top tier doctors, all with verified patient reviews. That's what I love the most because you can read all the reviews and I feel like when you get real life people telling you their experiences, it makes it more authentic. You really know what you're getting when you're going to this new place that you've never been before. ZocDoc is also a free app and websites where, ZocDoc is also a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. I remember I literally got an appointment for a gynecologist on ZocDoc the day of, which is unheard of because sometimes it's so hard to get gynecologist appointments. And once you find the right doctor you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. You can even score same day appointments, just like I said. I've used ZocDoc for the gynecologist. I've used ZocDoc for my dentist. I use ZocDoc for a gastroenterologist when I was having some stomach issues. I've used ZocDoc for everything. I know this is a little TMI, but they're just the best. And it's free. Like, how can you not? They use your insurance. Like, they tell you what doctors use your insurance. It makes it so much easier. So go to ZocDoc.com/Keegs and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/Keegs, ZocDoc.com/Keegs.
But, all right, shall we get into the voicemails and messages and such?
Yes. Okay.
Fab.
All right. Something that's been really getting on me this last week since Taylor Swift came out, she did the Eras Tour. If you go to the comments on the designers who posted that, oh, we did new designs for the Eras Tour. Bitter, insane people just tearing apart Taylor Swift like it's their full-time job. And at this point, I do think it is laughable, especially because quite frankly, all those people commenting, they're never going to wear Vivienne Westwood. They're never going to wear Roberta Cavalli. They're not going to wear a pair of Louboutins strutting their ass on stage for 3 hours. So just find something better to do with your time. And also, I loved every single outfit. Mm-hmm. I want to hear what your favorites were, but mine is probably a hard tie between the new sunset orange bodysuit and the Vivienne Westwood masterpiece for the Tortured Poets Department.
Of course.
Yeah, I love that dress.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I mean,
that's so
cute. It is crazy that people like.
Well, I didn't see this. So people were commenting on like Roberto Cavalli's being like, your shit sucks.
Yeah.
Crazy. By the way, you think he gives a fuck?
Yeah, it's no,
like
literally.
These are like major fashion houses that have existed for a long time. Like, they do not care what the comments on their Instagram say.
Yeah.
Like, please.
And like,
please. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow, how embarrassing.
I don't think.
You think Vivienne Westwood is crying in her Instagram comments? Like,
yeah,
as
well,
if.
Also, Vivienne Westwood is dead.
Right. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Vivienne Westwood specifically, and I'm only now just like putting it together because that just triggered my memory of Carrie Bradshaw's wedding dress. So Vivienne Westwood makes total sense for to be involved in all that.
Yeah.
And that big like
Vivienne Westwood wedding dresses are like the new craze.
Oh, they've been the craze.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Well, at least I again, strictly from Sex and the City one, movie one. Mm. Like, that's when that was the dress that she tried on, and she wore to the Biggs wedding, and then, you know, he left her and the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that was a Vivian Westwood gown.
I mean, and I...
Same with Gwen Stefani's been singing about Vivian... Please... Or what did she say? All the riches, baby, woman and me. Hold on, let me get there. If I was a rich girl, that song she sings, like, please, or bring back Vivian Westwood in my Galliano gown. Like, that's what she sings. And it's like, John Galliano is also a designer who, like, works with everybody else, but Vivian Westwood as well. And it's just good stuff. It's just good stuff. Very, very popular, very famous.
Vivian Westwood is, like, my favorite designer brand.
Hell yeah.
But they've fell off, I think, the past.
Oh, for sure. Well, it just...
After Vivian died, oh, my God. Their, like, couture stuff is so ugly.
It also, like... Their whole thing is kind of... It's, like, subtle but in excess, like, at the same time. And it's a really hard balance. And I think that they just, like... I think they're finding their way back. And also just fell out of fashion, to be honest. Like, it was in the... when did that fucking movie come out? I want to think in like the mid 2000s, Vivian Westwood was the fucking hotness. Like, it was everywhere. You couldn't get away from it. Everybody wanted it. Like, that was it. And then it just kind of fell out of fashion.
Now,
but it's having a rebirth. But so is everything from that time. Like, everything
the 90s, early 2000s.
Like, everything that's popular right now, I wore my freshman year of high school. You know? Like, it's kind of crazy. So,
I mean, I don't like the new 1989 outfits at all. They're just not my style, and they're very 2015. And I get it; it's homage to
it's
the original 1989 outfits.
They're costumes. We have to remember they're she's up there for fashion, but she's up there also like recreating old looks and kind of bringing them and being silly. You know?
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's a Roberto Cavalli fucking outfit. Like, what are you supposed to? How are you supposed to?
They don't give a
judge
fuck.
That. Like, you will never be able to put that on your body. You wish you could put that on your body.
Also, lighten up. Like, everyone just needs to chill the fuck out. Like, she's having fun. She's putting on a matching, a mismatched top and a skirt and wearing two different colored boots. Like, it's just fun. She's having a good time. The Eras Tour is a fucking circus, and she's just being crazy about it. And I think it's nuts. And I do agree with her. The people commenting and like trying to talk shit. It's like, oh, where are you? Like crumbs down your shirt on your fucking couch. You know, greasy like popcorn fingers or some shit. Like, that's always how I view these people who like want to talk shit. And
what's your favorite outfit?
So all of Torture Poets, obviously. Okay. But I really love. I loved the new Lover bodysuit. Mm. I think it's so, so pretty. The colors are stunning.
Yeah, very pretty.
But I'm not an orange girl. Orange
Neither
is my
am
least
I.
favorite color. Like,
same.
So
yep,
far
Yeah,
down.
Orange or yellow.
I can fuck with yellow, but I really don't like orange, and which is weird because I have orange in my shoes today. But like a blood orange mixed with like a red or a pink, I do like that. Like, I like a sherbet
sunset. Orange.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, then if it's mixed with something else, I like it. I also really like the red Folklore dress. Mm. I meant to show you the picture.
I think
you know that I wasn't crazy.
I think mine is the green Folklore dress.
Green Folklore dress.
That's my favorite. It's so pretty. I love the green one.
I love the green one. I also love the white one, the white Folklore. But all of the TTPD, she had that like white. It's not new. It's like one of her old ones. It's high neck and it's like white.
Oh, I don't remember.
You don't know that one?
No.
Oh, it's really pretty. It's a high neck one, and it doesn't have like the cutouts or whatever.
Oh,
I have to look. See, look at this photo and tell me that's not magenta.
Yeah, that does look magenta.
Totally right. So when I was saying it the other day, but I was misinformed. It's clearly red. Love the red Folklore dress, but no, the Tortured Poets.
Oh, she hasn't worn this one in a while.
Not in a while. No,
yeah,
that's just
that
one of my favorites.
Too. Yeah,
like,
I like that one too.
That she has. It's like so beautiful.
Yeah,
I think she wore it MetLife Night One, like when I was there. Which is why I felt so blessed.
The purple one's really pretty too.
Yeah, it is. I love the Folklore.
I love all
Evermore.
The Folklore dresses. Yeah.
Oh my
Folklore
God!
Evermore
how did
dresses.
I miss the Evermore dress? The gold. The gold with like the burgundy. The burgundy Evermore dress that had like the gold.
I don't really like that one.
Oh, I love that one. Yeah. I love it. That's just a dress that I would wear. That's why I like it. Tortured Poets, though, every single outfit and the succession of the outfits, I think, is perfect. Like when she starts off with the dress over the top. And then she puts the jacket on, like the army jacket. And then she's getting changed for all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. I think that it's just, it fits so well with the songs and the storyline that I think it makes me love it more. And it's all black and white, and I love a black and white moment.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't love the outfits for Tortured Poets, but I do love the dress. Love the dress. Yeah. So pretty.
The dress is crazy. Yeah. It does say, "I love you, it's ruining my life" all over it. Yeah, which I was zooming like in. Zoomed in on the very on our cool. girl, Taylor Swift style.
Hi, Jen, Kelly. My name is Stephanie.
Hey.
I wanted to comment on the Reputation era outfit and how it has not changed at all during this tour. I always read that as in her other eras, she has evolved and grown with the moments, and the songs may mean different things to her now. But Reputation was such a big statement for her after all that wrongdoing was done and said to her. And so for her outfit changes and the other sets, could reflect those evolving meanings, while her reputation will forever be kind of frozen in time and not change, because there's so many people out there who still see her as that, like, serial dater, goody two-shoes, too many friends, whatever.
I love this. You
great
put
interpretation. Yeah.
But her Reputation is, I think, one of the greatest albums because of the raw emotion and how she is fighting back for nobody but herself. It's what converted me to Swiftie. But maybe she'll change it when we get Rep TV. I think that will probably come after debut, because I think that could be like the full turning moment of her owning her own music.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
But I cannot wait to see. No matter what she does, it's gold.
Yes,
so
of course.
That's just my thought on it. Would love to hear what you guys think with that theory. Anyways, thank you so much for doing this. Thank you for taking the time for us in this community. Love the podcast. Keep it up. Love you guys.
Love you, Queen. Thanks,
that's
Stephanie.
So great. Oh, so kind. Thank you for those nice words.
Great theory.
Excellent theory. Great breakdown.
Yeah.
I understand that line of thinking. I don't know if I've ever thought anything like that exactly. I did think about, like, she's not changing it until she gets it back.
Mm-hmm.
But now that it's been so long without it, I am kind of surprised that there isn't, like, at least one alternate.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But I wonder if it's like, yeah, I wonder if it's, a, if it's, oh shit, I wonder if it's a statement like that. Like she's.
It has to be it, something with
at
like.
At this point,
yeah.
Yes. Like it's definitely a statement. There's something about it. Like maybe she feels, because our girl Steph is right just there, that her reputation is still kind of always in question. Like
totally.
It's never really gotten better. Like, yes, with the fans and some people turned it around and whatever. But as far as like the general public is concerned, like she's still not.
Yeah, people always have a perception of Taylor Swift in their heads just based off of like how she
shake
became
it off
famous.
Yeah, 22.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like they just they refuse to let her grow, kind of in their own eyes. Like they refuse to see her past what they like originally judged her to be unfairly. And I wonder if that's part of the statement. I do think for sure once Rep is either dropped or announced that we'll get a new outfit, what
I would love
even
her
be?
To do like a full like green, black, red like outfits for every single set, you know?
I know. Like multiple changes.
Yeah,
per,
yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. That would be so sick. I also too wonder like, oh my God, wouldn't it be hilarious if she just came out in like a full ass snake costume? Like she just slithered on the stage.
That'd be
like,
crazy.
With like, what are they? What was the name of the snake? Everybody named the snake.
Oh,
from
yeah,
her
name was like
tour.
The snake from.
What was her name? Yeah, everyone like named it something.
It was like oh, Karen.
Karen the snake.
Karen.
So, right. Like she just comes out like fully dressed up
as
like,
Karen.
As Karen the snake. Like that would just be, you know, like trolling us all. It'd be so funny. But yeah, I think that it deserves like a new costume treatment. But I don't think that we're gonna get it until the announcement of Rep at the very least. And I don't blame her at this point. I don't blame her for that. Like now it's like okay, yes, you have now it's gonna be a thing. Like,
yeah.
When she at first it was like damn, still no changes. But
I mean,
now it's like well,
Reputation
okay,
is probably gonna be her biggest re-release.
I think so.
I
too.
Think. So
it has to be
just based
especially
off
now
the
with
lore
the
behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So like I think she has something very big planned.
Yeah.
So in order to like keep the hype,
totally.
She's like, let's just keep this one outfit. Mm-hmm. And I love what Stephanie said about like her reputation being frozen in time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Love
absolutely.
That.
It's a perfect way to put it.
Yeah.
You know what I just thought of, G? I wonder. People have been saying that she's using a lot of like fire verbiage. Mm. Like she said, like I'm so fired
up.
Oh
yeah, yeah. And
the Rep vault tracks are going to be
fire. Yeah,
like she's been saying it, and then she's been coming out with all this like orangey
red,
stuff.
Yeah,
red. Like
interesting
that. And so some people were like, "Oh, TS 12, right? 12 isn't it?
12, yeah.
Tortured is 11.
11, yeah.
TS12 will be orange, is what everyone's saying. Yeah. What if it's not that necessarily, but it's more like
fire for the...
We're gearing up towards for reputation.
Yeah, it's interesting.
The oranges and the reds and those like bold, warm colors are kind of leading, are like biggie strikes.
Yeah, I wonder if she's using that as like a parallel because Reputation was like black and white.
Totally.
And now like maybe the Volt tracks are like the
it's
fire.
Rage.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Female Rage, the musical.
Right. Interesting.
That's
I like that
black and white
idea too.
Too.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Also, a lot of people thought when people thought that like Karma was going to be TS11, right. whatever, mm-hmm. like a lot
and
of people
orange.
Thought that Karma was going to be like an orange album cover yep. and stuff. So who knows? Maybe TS12 will be orange.
It could be orange.
I
or
hope
again,
not.
She could be talking orange for. Yeah, it kind of seems like she herself doesn't like orange that much. So I mean, she hasn't even like
right.
come across orange in any of this time.
Right.
So maybe it's not her thing either. But the thing that I think out of all of that makes me think that there's something fishy going on with red and orange is obviously the lover bodysuit. But then also that red folklore dress. Like, why? Red has nothing to do with folklore. Like, that's kind of a random.
Yeah.
Or Evermore. That's like a random. All the other colors she used there were like earth tones. And
to me,
and
everything she does is intentional. It's
yeah.
just like, what's the intention?
What's the intention? Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. So something to keep our eyes on.
Yeah. Yeah, for
and,
sure.
And another thing, too, that I don't think we talked about, but someone commented on Cam, her dancer, who we love.
Oh, yeah,
and,
Cam.
And
yeah.
Comment on one of his things being like, oh my God, when they were doing the, you know, the part of the show where he's like putting her jacket on and telling her to go out and like talking to her and like
yeah.
making her get dressed and whatever, being like, oh my God, this is so unhinged or whatever. And then he replied like, and it's going to get even more unhinged. So I'm curious to know like what else, like I think that we're going to get a lot more on this tour moving forward in terms of Easter eggs and in terms of things like. She can't help herself.
Yeah.
And they've had time to plan. Like
yeah.
they've had
yeah.
all this time to plan. They've had that white microphone ready since before the tour even started.
Yeah.
So like there are endless things that could be happening. Everything, you know, head on a swivel at all times.
Yeah.
And we'll keep our eyes peeled about that red and orange shit.
Seriously.
Because I don't know. Something's fishy there.
Something's fishy for sure.
And I'm clowning.
Yeah.
Hi, Kelly and Gia. It's Casey. I love
hey.
Y'all
hey, Casey.
So much. I've been listening to it since the
Musgraves?
First episode. So this is my first time sending a voicemail. And
hey.
I wanted to get y'all's opinion because... So I hope you'll have so much fun at the Paris show. And I saw that
Thank
for
you.
The 87 show, she basically dedicated the whole night to Travis.
Oh, yeah.
Now, my question for y'all is, this is like a total 180 from before, of like never even talking about, you know, her boyfriend, never talking about Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's dedicating a whole night to Travis. Do you think this is something she's always wanted to do for like her boyfriend and maybe her past boyfriend just didn't want her to do that or didn't want the attention? Or do you think like this is the first time she's really in love and wants to show this type of attention to somebody? Because it's a lot. It's so different from before. And also I want to see what y'all think about her dedicating a show to Travis. Do you think that it's like a little bit too much, like making it about Travis, like
no.
her wearing Chiefs colors? Do you think that's too much? Or do you love it? I personally love it, but I want to know what y'all think. Thank you, guys. Love y'all's show so much.
Thanks,
you.
Queen.
Oh
so
God,
I
an
wanted
angel.
To play this one because uh-huh. I feel like this is a common thought that a lot of Swifties have of
yeah.
like the shock of the difference between Joe and Travis. But what I want to remind people
yes.
is that before Joe, Taylor was very open with her relationships. Like,
very.
Her and Calvin Harris were so public.
Yes.
Like, on Instagram, mm-hmm. on Twitter, they would post videos together. They would mm-hmm. post their one-year anniversary videos, you know,
yep.
their vacation pictures, whatever.
She's posting photos on Christmas with him and her brother.
Yeah,
she
would
you
wear,
know?
Like, a... And she was it a necklace that had his initial? She had the Joe necklace, too. But I
yeah.
think she had something with Calvin that was, like, their thing.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, I just, you know, she was in Times Square with Harry Styles for New Year's
mm-hmm.
Eve. Like, she has always been a public person. And I think she has always wanted
yes.
someone that wants to be public and open and embrace
sure.
a relationship. And, like, if you look at past interviews, I feel like we've talked about these old clips all the time of her being like, I want someone to do a grand gesture for me.
Totally.
I want someone to
like no one ever, no one asks me out
ashamed.
Is basically
yeah,
what she
yeah.
said. Like, I, you know, no one ever has done anything
yeah.
that makes me think like, oh yeah, this is the way that it is.
Yeah.
I think you're spot on with that. People forget that she's never been, I mean, it's funny to think that people do forget this, considering so many of her songs are like inspired by people that she dated, and like she openly like talks about, like, we all know what these songs are about.
Yeah.
Why, the only reason we know is because she was like public with them before.
Yeah.
And with Joe, they just dated for so long that she was, you know, she was in the basement, and that's just kind of how it went. But I think that with the Travis stuff, it's certainly the biggest she's ever gone with it. But I think that's a direct reflection of him being someone who is so accepting of all of that. And she's become a lot more comfortable doing that. And then in turn has become comfortable accepting it.
Yeah.
Like him talking about their casual time he had at her show on his podcast. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
she's a hopeless romantic. Like, totally. You can just tell through her lyrics, like... Mm-hmm. This is her way of like displaying her, you know, like everyone has their like love languages, whatever.
Yeah, what's it? This is like words of affirmation,
on
the biggest stage ever.
Literally.
As big as it can be. Yeah, acts of service.
Yeah. Like all just, those things. Just, and like going to the games and stuff. Like, she, you can just tell that she's been itching to kind of have something like this.
Mm-hmm. And how fun and like...
It's so fun.
Like bubblegum pop to be like, I'm going to wear my boyfriend's colors like in my costume.
So cute. Like, it's so high school.
Flirt with him. Yeah, it's so high school. I'm going to flirt with him while I'm like, while I'm performing. Like, it's a dream.
It's so cute. And like, it makes me, who's like kind of become a little bit of a cynic, like have a more hope of being like, well, like, you know, if Taylor Swift can like get her heart broken so many times, and like now she finally like can have this relationship where she feels so comfortable, like, I can't wait till that happens to me.
And it's really nice to just to be like living in your love out loud.
Yeah,
like it's just so, and I think that that's like, she's wanted that so much, and she's just she's just so full of love. And Travis is a great person to accept all of this from her. Mm. And I think, like, you have to think back to, like, I don't know how many people were in, like, chorus or in, like, plays or theater or things like that growing up. Like, how you would always be, or say your class had to, like, put on a play and, like, everybody had to be involved.
Yeah.
And when you're good at it or whatever and you get on the stage, like, you look around for your crush. You, like, want them to
obviously.
Watching and, like, thinking you're cool and cute and whatever. And that's, like, literally what she's doing at the fucking Eras Tour. She's like, hey, do you see me? Like,
totally.
I look so cute. I'm dancing.
I'm dropping it low.
She's just doing shit. She's, like, she's peacocking for a man. Like, and I love it. And I think it's so fun. And you know, I think even to myself, like, I'll do karaoke with a bunch of people and, like, my crush is there. I'll be like, oh, let me quick put on a song and really belt it out.
Yeah.
Like, hope I'm impressing them. And, like, in reality, I'm drunk and off key. But
that's, like, how I used to be, like, in my basketball games in high school. Like, when my crush would come to my games, I'd be like, oh, like, I'm obviously going to, like, dunk.
I got to play hard.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to dunk. I'm going to block every bitch's shot. Like, I'm going to sprint up and down the court.
Completely. You show off. Yeah. You always want to show off in front of, like, your crush or whatever. Like, if you're that kind of person. And Taylor definitely is.
Yeah.
And they, like, show off in front of each other. Like, Travis makes touchdowns and he looks up at her and he's like, oh, that's right, baby girl. Like, you know,
it's very cute.
It's fun. It's cute. And it seems like they're a match in those feelings. Mm-hmm. And that's just wonderful.
Yeah.
Like, we love it. And I'm jealous of it.
I'm jealous.
I wish I was. I'm not a comfortable person when it comes to like PDA and things
Neither
like that. Like I can get there, but
I can get there, but it takes.
It's hard.
I have to really be obsessed and like really like the person to like.
Also, like, it's like alone. Like, alone, I'm okay. Like, or like it's just the two of us out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's all fine. But in
like
a group of friends, if you're like up on me, I'm crawling out of my skin. Yeah, I
don't like
die.
That.
I feel like
that.
I'm being rude. I feel like I'm being, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, I want to die.
Yeah, just like. I can't. Common courtesy.
Something. Yeah. It's just really, I don't know why. But I, you know, kudos to them and for like getting past that, for not being embarrassed by that, because I wish that I were like that.
Yeah.
All right, guys, one quick break for Care Of. Taylor Watch is sponsored by Care Of, and Care Of is a health and wellness company that ships high quality, personalized vitamins, supplements, and powders conveniently to your door every month. So this is personalized for you, which is makes it so much more special. Simple acts lead to the biggest differences in your health. Routines don't have to be complicated to be effective. And this spring, Care Of is making it easier than ever to stick to a consistent routine so you could actually see results. Care Of offers a curated set of products that are designed to work with research-backed ingredients in optimal doses. All you have to do to get started is take a short, simple online quiz about your lifestyle and health goals. I did this, literally took like a minute, 5 minutes. It was so easy. And if anything, this is better for you because you want them to know more about your personal health goals, your personal health issues, so that they're giving you the right vitamins, the right supplements, and it's catered towards your own personal needs. And then once you take this short, simple online quiz, Care Of will give you doctor-backed recommendations. It's really that easy. And it makes taking care of your vitamins on the go so convenient with individual daily packs that are perfect for a busy routine. Just throw a few in your purse, gym bag, or suitcase and you're set. That is probably my biggest issue with vitamins, is that I always kind of forget to take them. So that the thing with Care Of is that they come in these daily little packs. So I'll put a bunch of those packs anywhere. Like, I have a bunch in my purse. I have a bunch in my work bag just in case I forget. And I have noticed that, like, my skin, my hair, my nails, like, all those things are kind of connected. And I can notice that my skin has been getting so much better. I, like, barely even wear makeup now to the office. I know it's so obvious that, like, I'm not wearing makeup. But I feel like I feel confident enough for the first time ever in my skin to not have to cover up, like, my face, and I can really attest that to Care Of. So it's been so great working with them. And for 50% off your first Care Of subscription order, go to takecareof.com and enter code KEEGS50. So for 50% off, that is a great deal, 50% of your first Care Of subscription order, go to takecareof.com and enter code KEEGS50. You guys will not regret it.
Okay. Okay, let's jump into DMs.
Oh, fab.
Okay. Hey, Gia and Kelly, I basically feel like we're online best friends, so thank you, Taylor,
yay,
for that. Okay, here's my question. If you could have added...
Wait, before you read the question, her thank you, Taylor thing reminded me. That sweet video that you made of all of us with the Taylor Swift stuff.
Yeah, isn't that so
and it's
cute?
It wouldn't be this if there hadn't been you with Taylor
it's
at the
so
end.
True.
Like, I'm going to cry right now thinking about it. It was the sweetest. Gia made a video on her TikTok. It's just like a compilation of like me, her, and Madeline, and like her friends doing Swifty things and whatever, concerts and our pod, and just like and it's set to Amy, or thank you, Amy, and it's like
it's like I wrote
be this
a thousand
if I had it,
songs that you find uncool. I built a legacy that you can't undo. Yeah. And when I
count the stars, there's a moment of truth that there wouldn't be this if there hasn't been you. And at
and
that
so
you
true.
Part, it's like Taylor on state, like, you know, in her green folklore dress. And I just like sobbed my fucking eyes out. So that was the sweetest video that you made. Thank you for making that.
Well, we're very lucky.
No, I mean, beyond. I can't even, I honestly can't think too much about it because again I start crying.
I know,
but I also it's like it's overwhelming. I can't believe it sometimes.
It
you
is.
Know? It's just crazy. We're very lucky. So thank you guys, and,
yeah,
and even
thank
like
you guys.
We're reading these voicemails and notes and stuff. Like thank you. It's just so kind. Anyway, so sorry to interrupt this girl, but
okay. So, here's my question.
Okay,
if you could have added one more TTPD song to the new set, what would it have been? For me, I would choose "I'm Gonna Get You Back." I just know the choreography would be stellar. XOXO, Anna Clay.
That is a good
great
one.
Question.
Great question. And that's a good suggestion. I'm going to get you back. However, I love that song. Love, love, love. Mm-hmm. But it's very like the same throughout. You know, I mean? There's no like, it's always, you know, that same tone.
I love that song.
And so, me too.
Whether I'm going to be your lifer, going to smash up your bike, I haven't decided yet. But I'm going to get you back. Whether I'm going to curse you out or take you back to my house, I haven't decided yet. I'm gonna get you back. I feel the whispers in the night. Oh, so good.
That's awesome.
I think
I'm looking through the list right now, and I think she hit all the good ones.
I know.
Ones. Like,
I really,
really
think
did.
For me, it's Fresh Out the Slammer, just because I love that song.
You love Fresh Out the Slammer.
Or the Prophecy, because I feel like the TTPD maybe needed to add like one sad one.
Yes. Well, so I was just gonna say like sad. I feel like we have to go sad, and if we're going sad. But also, like...
I Hate It Here could be really cool visually.
I Hate
visually.
It Here... Right. Either I Hate It Here could be good visually. I Look in People's Windows could be cool visually.
Yeah.
Like windows going everywhere. Yeah. People have been going crazy about... I love I Look in People's Windows. People
I
have been...
Love, like, I Hate It Here or The Prophecy.
So I have one that I really think would crush it, and I think you're going to agree. But
okay.
But first, the I Look in People's Windows thing. So many people have been drawing parallels of her talking about like looking in windows and other songs. And
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
So
I look
clearly
through the
this
windows
is like,
of his life.
Yeah, yeah. Death by a Thousand Cuts. Also, there was another song.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, and it's on
I've been
Midnight's,
seeing
right?
Them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's,
I think.
And it, she's like, so Christmas, I look through people's windows. Yeah, it's like Christmas parties.
Midnight Rain, I think.
Yeah, Midnight Rain. Yep.
And so it's interesting. I love when the people go back and they do
parallels,
that
yeah.
analysis. But I think that the perfect song that she could have, she could maybe even like end the show with this, although we have to end it on like a high note, would be The Manuscript.
Right, because like it's just closing the whole chapter.
That's the one that's like, right, it's like, now that Long Live is no longer there, The Manuscript is has kind of the song for the fans. You know what I mean? Like, it's obviously talking about herself and how she's gone through so much and how it appears clear to her why she went through it all, so then she could share these stories and get them out of her system. And now they don't belong to her anymore, but they belong to us, and we can use them and you know, heal with them too. So I just feel
I completely agree with that.
And I just love that song. It makes me cry every time. The end. The story isn't mine anymore.
That song just doesn't do it for me. I don't know why. Everyone loves that song.
I think it's a really cathartic song for me. I think it's like a healing song. I do feel as if I'm being healed.
I love that for you.
Yeah, thank you. It's good.
I wish I had that feeling from that.
It's been a long time coming. Literally, I know. So that's my thoughts.
Wait, so pick one.
Manuscript. Okay. Manuscript is really what I think.
Okay, and I think mine would be Fresh Out the Slammer.
Great one.
Or The Prophecy.
Yeah. Also really good. Yeah. So good.
Okay. Hi, was so happy you guys got to see such a fabulous show. Woo. Wondered what some of the differences are in seeing the show in Paris from seeing a show in the U.S. Not the actual show, but in sense of stadium, fans, seats, weird rules, etc.
Interesting. I would say the fan situation, just the same.
Same,
everybody's dressed up. Everyone's dressed really up. Into it.
Everyone's really nice. Everyone's trading super bracelets. Nice.
Everyone's trading bracelets. Yeah. That, I notice a lot more of that now. Like when I went MetLife Night 1, everyone still seemed kind of timid to trade bracelets.
Yeah.
Like,
because it was like, at the beginning.
It was the beginning. And everybody would like, you know, bring a bag of bracelets and kind of look around. Like,
be like, anyone?
It was you know, like first day of school, nobody really knows each other. Now that everyone knows.
Girls were bringing like hangers full of bracelets. Of
I had a girl come up to us, or I forget if you were standing there. We went to go look around like the activations that were going on, like the glam and the merch.
That was funny.
So cute. And a girl came up, she's wearing this crazy outfit, like an all red outfit. She looked amazing. I loved it. But she complimented my outfit and I did the same. She was like, let's trade bracelets.
Oh,
and
cute.
I was like, for sure. Like, it was so like, that's the automatic thing that everybody does now.
Yeah.
And so it was just really cute and that was nice. As far as the stadium, where we were was smaller than usual.
It was so different for us. Yeah. Stadium was smaller, but it's different for us because we weren't in regular seats. We were in a suite. So like, I don't really know, like, I couldn't tell you, like, the difference, like, seat-wise, how it was, but kind of going into this question, we got a DM from this girl who was kind of, she was just describing about the, like, ecosystem of the floor, and was like, it was the trenches. Like, it was literally the trenches.
Like, of course, and that I think is the main difference between, like, specifically the international tours versus the U.S. tours. We've said it before. U.S. does not have general admission tickets.
That has to be the biggest difference, no doubt.
And so, you know, and I would never be comfortable doing a general admission concert, especially for Taylor Swift. Like, there's just no way. Like, it just seems so chaotic, so hot.
Yeah.
It's pressing against you. Like, people have chill up to a certain point, but some people really don't. Like, here's an example of a time that I was in a general admission scenario when it was, like, high stress. I went with my mom, my brother, and his friend to shout out Jamie to see One Direction at GMA performing in the like Summer Slam. Summer Slam. That's like wrestling. So we showed up early, like so early, at 5 a.m. something, whatever. And they like had us all herded in the middle of Central Park. And it was this whole thing. And that was a GA situation, obviously. And it was One Direction. So there were like kids screaming and whatever. And there were some young kids there that were maybe like 10, 11, 12, like, you know, around that age, who had no parents with them, which I thought was crazy to begin with. And they were like pushing and carrying on and trying to get closer, and like they were behind us, and they're just being so obnoxious the whole time, to the point where I like bitched out this little kid. Like, I to this day my mom is like, you're a monster, like you yelled at a child. I'm like, that child needed to figure it
be
out
yelled
like,
at,
that
yeah.
child was screaming bloody murder at 6 a.m when no one else was doing this. It was just, and like causing a panic, like it was crazy. And I like yelled at that kid and called her obnoxious, and then she was like, you're mean, and I was like, get over it. I was like 24. I have no patience for asshole. Like, I don't care how old you are. If you're an asshole, you're an asshole. Like, sorry. But so that general admission experience was a nightmare. And I cannot imagine it on like an actual scale of like a Taylor Swift show especially in a place like anywhere.
Two things. One, the concert was majority Americans, and Americans have no sense of respect for other people or self-awareness. Especially,
do you think it was majority Americans?
Yes.
Yeah.
1,000% Yeah. I have a big issue with concert etiquette in the U.S. I don't know what it is, but it seems like over the last 5 years, people have fucking forgot concert etiquette. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a Taylor Swift concert is probably where that gets manifested at its worst.
Totally.
But this girl who DM'd us, she was like, she goes, what you guys did was the way to go, having a seat or a box, because I was Paris night 4 and it was... love to talk about being in the trenches. It was utter chaos. It took over an hour to get into the bathroom.
Ugh.
A lady brought a build-a-box to stand on, like,
what the fuck?
Like a stand to, like, right, in front of everyone. The BO, the camp,
the
people
BO, yeah.
were, like, camping, like, uh-huh. on the floor. People thinking it's acceptable to dance with a 3 feet radius in a space of 10,000 people. People on shoulders when the stage was, like, 4 feet tall and you couldn't see over anyone to begin with.
Nope.
The dance circles of people under 30 years old more interested in filming themselves for TikTok and screaming the lyrics to each other instead of watching the show.
Yep.
Taylor is behind you, morons.
Right.
I know versions of this shit happens at any concert, but ultimately I was down bad because it was really hard to see Tay at this venue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so frustrating to me because I feel for this girl. I feel like anytime I'm in a GA situation like this, I'm always stood next to the worst people that don't shut the fuck up.
Of course.
It's like, I just don't understand why people go to a concert to talk. You're at a concert to
You're there to watch the concert. The show. You're watching a show. Singing doesn't bother me because I sing so much. Although you have to be like,
no, the singing and screaming doesn't bother me. No. It's just like, yeah, like when and where you're doing it.
When,
you know what I mean?
Time and a place. And I think going right back to the concert etiquette issue is that people have no perception for some reason nowadays. I'm not even saying, like, I don't know when this started.
Yeah.
They have no concept of time or place. There is a time and place for certain things and certain behaviors, certain outfits, certain this, that, whatever. Like, they just don't fucking know, like, how to judge the world for what it is. And I think, like, I don't want to blame COVID because it's not like everybody lost their brains during COVID. Like, they just, like, forgot how to behave in a society. Like,
yeah,
it was
just
too much time.
It's so,
like,
weird to
bizarre.
Me.
And I don't have enough. You're a much more avid concert goer than I am, so you have more experience in that realm. But that is consistent with. I've only been to a handful of concerts in my life, and every time there's always some kind of weird issue.
It's always something, and it's the GA. Like, it's just so fresh. Like, I went to, this is so random, but like, I went to a Brisson Maroney concert like 2 or 3 months ago. And it's GA. I'm standing. He's an alternative indie singer, so, like, his mm-hmm. voice is a little lower, whatever. These mm-hmm. two girls behind me freaking yapping. This girl's
Shut
talking
up.
About her childhood trauma, about her father.
Oh, my God.
And I turned around, and I was like, I can't even hear him sing because you guys are talking so loud. And they were like,
but, like,
oh,
good.
I'm sorry. Go have
it's
this conversation
crazy.
At a restaurant or in your friend's apartment. Like, stop trauma dumping at a concert.
I
like
know.
I'm sorry, but this is not the time to talk. It's
no.
the time to listen and appreciate the artist. It's just
especially
so
right, especially if it's low toned music. Like, I understand that sometimes it's hard to hear how loud you are when it's a loud concert.
Yeah.
Like, for example, like when I was watching back all of our videos of us, like, whatever. In that moment, like, I thought, like, oh, my God, no one can even hear us. Like, this is crazy. But when we listen back, we're fucking screaming.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, wow, okay. But that's also, like, we're close to the phone. Like, who knows? But, like, in that moment, it was like, my voice is getting so lost in this din. Like, there's no way anybody can hear us. But just so you know, like, most times people can hear
you.
Can
hear
like,
you, yeah.
Just because you can't hear yourself doesn't mean that you can't be heard. And yeah, you're right about it. Just concert etiquette. We got to bring it back. It's crazy. I do feel bad for anybody that was that was having a hard time with it. That'll be the way
yeah.
that it
I
is.
I also wonder if it was different because it was like an inside stadium.
It's true.
So like Could everything be. Was louder. I don't know. I think the outside stadium is better.
I think the outside stadium is probably better for like how you feel while you're there. Like, it definitely wouldn't be as hot. Like,
yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You know, with the exception of like all those shows that were like, you know, in Argentina and
right,
Brazil and shit
right,
that were
right.
out of control. But I'm sure the shows that she has throughout the rest of Europe that are like outside will be more manageable mm-hmm. on the floor than this indoor arena
yeah.
that we were all
yeah.
staying at. But yeah, you got to keep it in mind. Like, it's especially if you're somebody who is on the fence about how you are at a concert, like, don't don't buy a GA ticket if you don't know what you're getting into. That's yeah. that's the only advice I like. I know myself, and I know that I could never buy a general admission ticket to a concert. Like yeah, that. Never. And because
GA
would,
for Taylor Swift is so fucking.
It'd be
crazy.
Really hard. And if you can handle something like that, then power to you. But yeah,
yeah, yeah I could
know,
never do
know
that.
What it is before you go yeah. in. Yeah, don't get surprised.
All right, last one.
Last one.
Hey, Kelly and Gia. My name is Anna, and I'm a diehard Swiftie since 2007 Ooh. From Iowa, coming to you with theory.
Oh, Caitlin Clark.
Oh, yes, our girl.
Ooh, who we're seeing, by
oh,
the
we're
way,
seeing her on
Saturday,
yeah.
We're going to support our Swiftie sister, yes. Caitlin Clark, at the, playing Indiana Fever. And who are they playing? I guess
Liberty.
Liberty.
New York Liberty,
New
yep.
York Liberty at MSG on Saturday. We will be there.
Barclays Center, but yes.
Or, sorry, oh, it's Barclays. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, I thought it was MSG this whole time.
No, no, yeah.
Fuck, we got to go all the way to Barclays, huh? Damn, okay. So that's fine. It's a quick train ride.
Yeah.
So we're going to go support our queen. And so if you see us there, if you're also there supporting yeah. Caitlin Clark,
come say
Swiftie,
hi.
Come say hi. Anyway.
Okay. I sent you this tweet, which I don't know if we talked about it. Okay, anyways. Mm-mm. Has anyone talked about how Midnights took up 3 squares on the original Eras Tour logo until TTPD was released, which now takes up 2 squares on the new logo? I think she's going to release one more album during the Eras Tour, and then each square will be an individual album at the end. Do you understand
Ooh,
the visual of what
I
I'm
do,
saying?
I yeah. do. So, again, the grid is like, so the it grid, goes all around, and then Taylor was
and then
all
Taylor
in the
was in the middle.
And now
and that,
with
that
TTPD,
middle piece,
she's
yeah,
two.
Yep. With that middle piece of her Midnights took up 3 squares.
Got it.
Now, the TTPD middle takes up 2 squares.
Is 2 squares.
And then
do we think there will
once
be one
there's
more?
One more album, all the squares will be filled, is what people are thinking. Because it is very interesting to have this grid
True.
Set up. But I don't know if that's just kind of like they wanted everything to be even grid-wise, so like they just
sure.
made those adjustments.
I think that I actually think that more than anything. I don't think that, I mean, it'd be so insane for her to put another album out in the next 8 months. That would be insane.
I was going to say, I feel like if the theory would be more realistic to me if she extended the tour.
Yes.
Because then that would be more likely of another right. album. I just, if she released a whole ass new album on this tour, I mean, I wouldn't put it past her, but no. like, be crazy.
Can I bring up something that's important?
Of
I
course.
I think we need to discuss, and we've never discussed up until this point.
Oh, my
we're
God.
We're talking about, you know, TS11, blah, blah, TS12, whatever. What's going to be TS13? That is, I think that we need to start
never
thinking
even thought about that
far ahead. I'm thinking like Taylor, okay?
Yeah.
Because She's either gonna rush out a 12th album, and then it's gonna be a while till we get 13, or we gotta start taking our time because 13 is gonna be a special fucking album, and it's approaching fast.
Yeah.
Oh, we're close.
I feel
and
like I wonder if she feels a lot of pressure.
Definitely.
Like, yeah.
But I bet she's like writing for it already. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. I bet it's one of those things where it's like, oh, she's probably keeping her best shit. Where it's like, oh no, I'm gonna keep that for 13. Like I'm gonna do. You know what I mean? She doesn't know where she's going to be in her life. She doesn't know, like, what things are going to happen. Like, I'm sure just, like, the most intense thoughts and feelings and the best of the best songs are going to be saved for 13.
I wonder what she'll call it. I wonder if she'll call it 13.
13?
Yeah.
I know.
That would
be
a great
sick.
Name of an album.
It would be
13
amazing.
Is a good name.
I would love that, too.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that is a good
you know what I'm
question.
We got to think like her. She said herself, like, can I hint at something 2-3 years in advance? Like, she's...
Right.
She's always thinking far ahead, and if Tortured Poets was written, you know, earliest 8 months ago, she's writing So High School About Travis, then, and even that probably happened, like, she probably wrote that song in 5 minutes, like,
yeah,
actually
yeah.
the first show.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
First game.
Game, yeah.
And, you know what I mean? So I wonder if, like, just timing-wise, where she is actually living, like, how far in the future is Taylor living? In our own life, you know what I mean? So I think we need to stop, you know, we're thinking about the wrong things here. We're thinking about the wrong things.
Yeah,
TS13 is going to set
the
world on fire.
Fuck TS12. We're all, yeah.
Can I tell you something else that I'm worried about?
Of course.
I'm worried about TS13 being her last album, but I feel like there's no way.
Like, I can't even think about that.
I know.
Because, like,
you know what I'm
it's
saying?
Just
like. But how, like, what a bow that would be.
I don't think she'll ever stop making music.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
But if she, like, TS13 puts it out and then is like. Okay, I'm gonna like fly off into the abyss now. And here's 13.
I would
13.
Be sad, but I'd be like,
I would get it. I would so get it.
If you love something, let it go.
Of course, of course. Like it's just it's crazy stuff.
It is
but
crazy.
I have been thinking about TS13
it's crazy that like
a lot lately.
We could see like the end or like the final parts of her career.
No, that'd be so insane. Well, yeah. Again, I mean, my girl, you know, she's 34 years old. Yeah. Not that she's getting old. She's not. People can perform way late into their lives and whatever. But as far as like these big ass tours and stuff are concerned, like, you know, we see, listen, and not to compare, but considering this woman in particular didn't have very nice things to say about Taylor Swift. I don't care about talking shit. Madonna out there, she's doing her best, and it's just not
it's terrifying.
It's not it. It's all my really friends that scary. Have gone, like, I have a few friends who went, like Joey went, Madonna yeah. said it was transcendent, but he's easily pleased, to be honest. Right. And so I was like, all right, I think I'd be a little more critical. And, you know, she just is like, she's saying weird stuff on stage. She's like yelling at, she thinks that she's like,
cuckoo.
She's not the material girl we once knew. No. And that's fine. Yeah. You don't have to be that same person, but you know, trying to put on a world tour when you get into your 50s, it becomes different. It's a totally different vibe.
Totally.
Like, and so, you know, I have a feeling that the Taylor we're seeing now is like the tail end of this kind of performances we'll get from her. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like the extravagance.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the movement and the dancing. And right. The, like all 3.5 hours, that fucking cardio, stamina for
yeah,
that. Like,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. Those are just my thoughts.
I feel like this is a common topic that mm-hmm. people are always ask us, like, oh, how long do you guys think, like, what do you think's next for her, whatever. And I don't know. I just feel like
I don't know
the way that she describes writing songs and performing, and you can just, I don't know, she claims to love it so much, and she talks about how much she loves it and yeah. how much happiness it gives her. It just, to me, it just feels like she's not going to slow down anytime soon.
No. It's all very organic. Like, yeah, it's not like yeah. It's not like she's ever like, oh shit, I haven't put out an album in a while, I better put one out. Like, she's just writing all the time.
Right.
And like recording all the time.
Right.
And placing them where they need to be placed. And
doing it beautifully.
Writing and rewriting.
Lovely.
And it's perfection every yeah. time.
Yep.
It's always good.
I'm gassed.
I'm gassed too. We've been talking. I feel like I had one more thing.
I feel like my eyes are like going to start closing.
My throat hurts. I forgot my water. Shit, I thought I had one. Maybe not. Oh, yeah. I thought I had one more thing, but maybe I'm lying. I must be lying. Must have been a lie.
Well, you know what? Honestly, at this point, yeah.
Let's wrap it up. Let's let the people go. Hanging out on Thursday.
Let my people go.
Let my people go. Thank you for hanging out with us so much.
We love you guys. Thank you for DMing. And
what about our vloggy vlog?
Oh, the vlog comes out tonight. Well, this comes out tomorrow. So
the
vlog's out.
Well, so we hope you enjoy it. The vlog's
out.
And
after this episode, actually, should we have the Olivia interview after this episode?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. We've been going for a while.
I know.
We have. Okay. So then, you know what? Yeah. Pop it on.
Maybe we'll save it.
Because I don't want to push her too far, because we talked about, you know, stuff, whatever. We've been really busy this week. So thank you.
Maybe I'll save it for Monday episode. Because, like, who knows what's going to happen this weekend?
True.
Because I doubt it'll be as long as this episode. This is a long-ass episode,
It is a long-ass episode. We've been going on for a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, all right. Well, then what was originally going to be scheduled at the end of this episode was going to be an interview with Olivia Levin, who runs the Swifties for Eternity Instagram account. She's fabulous, wonderful. We talked to her for, like, an hour. It was going to be a quick segment, and we ended up talking for a long time. So she's great. And so keep your eyes peeled for that interview coming out in our next episode on Tuesday. Keep your eyes out for our Paris vlog, which is already out right now on our YouTube and Rumble, everywhere that you can find the Taylor Watch stuff. Follow us everywhere.
Yep.
What else?
347.
347. Yeah.
347-450-0723. 347-450-0723.
The number to call if you want to leave us voicemails or text us on that number to leave little notes for us to read on the show for next Thursday. Message the Taylor Watch Instagram. Follow it, please. Subscribe everywhere. Love us to death. Just
comment
everything, nice things, not bad things.
Yeah, don't comment anything mean, please.
Never comment anything mean, because I read it all and it makes me want to die. yeah. And we'll see you guys next week.
Love you guys.
Love you.